Hi, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming in person or remotely to attend this CCNSO Strategy and Operating Plan Working Group meeting here at ICANN Singapore. We are slightly late against our starting time because we wanted to wait a bit for possible members of the working group to join us here in Singapore, at least those who have not sent any update regarding their participation. We are currently six here in person in Singapore, plus the CCNSO Secretariat, and we have two apologies and we have one remote participant. I have circulated the agenda, which I drafted with Bart, and I would like to ask you if, first of all, if there is any further input to the agenda that you may like to add. If not, I consider the agenda approved. And the next is a round table, as recently after the ICANN CCNSO SOP Working Group meeting in Los Angeles, we had decided to send out a call for new members of the working group. And today, here live in Singapore, we have the pleasure to have two new members participating in person. And so our warmest welcome to them. Hope you will participate in person or remotely, regularly and constantly in the future, contributing proactively to the work of the working group. So I would like to start with this roundtable of the members who are participating again in person or remotely, starting from the new members. So I'd like to start with Dina. Thanks a lot. The lady first.
Hi, my name is Dina. I'm the CCTLD manager in Israel and the managing director of the Israel Internet Association as well. And to go by the plan, draft agenda that you've got, so first of all, I would like to learn a little bit before I start talking, but I think that a new view and someone that doesn't come from ICANN and someone that not all her life has lived besides ICANN can give a little bit different views, and that's my point, to learn and to give another view of contribution contributing in this SOP that I think that is a very important committee, if not one of the most important that we have.
Thanks a lot. Like Stephen?
Stephen Erhek, IAS, American Samoa. I too am going to sit and observe for a bit. That's a lot of material to wrap your head around. And I've got to print it all out because I can't read it and comprehend it on the screen. I'm too old for that. Previous work has been with the FOI working group, so I'm used to getting up at all hours to chat away for 2 hours at a stretch. I think the work of this group is very important. I have had real questions about the whole planning budgeting process for years. I can still picture as clear as yesterday the attempted shakedown at the ICANN meeting in Africa from the former ICANN head, where it was, you know, pay to play, basically. It's important work, and I'm happy to help contribute to it.
Thank you. And from the new members, we are moving to the historical members. Some of the historical members, starting from Leonid. Thank you.
Yes, I'm history.
Okay. So, Leonid Todorov, currently at .ru. I'm head of government relations at .ru. But in a week from now, general manager of APTLD. What else? My commitment, permanent commitment, and my passion, commitment of and passion for this group has been long shaped thanks to thanks in particular to those who chaired this group and to the current chair. I believe we made a substantial contribution to to the attempt to improve ICANN's accountability and partly sustainability finance-wise, and added some value to the overall performance. And mutual and the bettering that mutual understanding between ICANN and the community. So that was a part of our collective effort, quite successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Leonid and Mathieu.
Mathieu Vey speaking. Thank you very much, Chair. So I'm a member of the SOP since it was actually created. I have reviewed a number of strategy plans and operational plans and budgets within ICANN for a while now. And I think this group has made a strong contribution to making sure ICANN does not is accountable on that aspect, and this is really what the value of this group is. Right now, I am going to be for the next few months in a sort of a sleeping mode, as I am time is being more dedicated to the accountability working group. But there is a link, and there's the link being that it is a possibility that the accountability working group recommends that budgets and strategic plans for ICANN be subject to approval by the community before approval by the board, or after, or subject to reconsiderations. So I think this is really one of the aspects of this group, that we are an accountability mechanism within ICANN, and that's part of our role. Thank you.
Thank you, Mathieu. And just to give time to Roloff to breathe a bit before introducing himself, I leave the floor to Peter.
Thank you, Giovanni. Good afternoon. My name is Peter Roloff. I'm from Centrum. I've been with the SOP group, I think, from this beginning as well. I have a tendency to agree with Mathieu, but not 100% in this case. I think this group has indeed done incredibly important work, but I'm not convinced that that the importance of our comments has actually been reflected consistently in ICANN's planning cycle across the last 5 years. I think we are repeating ourselves, and we should keep on doing that until they get it right. But if I look at the comments that we filed 2 months ago, they are still significantly overlapping those that we filed 5 years ago. And so that's the cycle we need to break, and I'm very interested to support or do anything I can to make that happen. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. Roloff.
Yes, Roloff Meyer from SIDN. Giovanni, maybe... So, first of all, I have to introduce myself. I just did.
Please.
And then I have to decide if I agree with Mathieu or not.
not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily.
No, it's just a statement regarding... what you have done so far, what you think about the work.
Well, I was the chair of this working group for a few years. I took over from Byron. I think Peter said it well. We've been repeating ourselves. I'm an optimist, so I see improvements. But I also like speed, and I think it's a bit slow. So we have to just continue doing what we're doing. And I do hope that, that this process of... enhancing ICANN's accountability will indeed also help us to get some points done with. And I think what we do is important. I think we can see that reflected in the fact that a lot of the points that we make are taken over by other constituencies. I think we very often have the full attention of the board. Sometimes we do not see full implementation afterwards. But I think they're paying attention, and we shouldn't give up. Just carry on, I think.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rolf. I have a new member on my left, plus a new member who's connected remotely. So I'd like to leave the floor now to Paul.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Paul Schindler. I'm from .au. And as Giovanni's pointed out, I'm new to the SOP group, basically because I've got too much spare time between the IANA transition and the country and territory names working group, so I figured I'd better do something to fill that time. But in all seriousness, this is a group that I've followed, occasionally chipped into, always respected the quality of the work, and it's been around for a very long time and always done excellent work. I really just figured it was time to increase that contribution and be an active member, and it's as simple as that.
Thanks a lot, Paul. We have Wafa connected remotely. Sorry. Alexander. Alexander?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Regards from Belgrade. I'm Alexander Popovic, and serving as CFO at RIN's Serbian Registry, .rs and .aserb. I'm being responsible for drafting and creating annual budget of the registry, as well as participating in creation of the overall strategy of the organization, and having 10 years of business planning and business valuation projects prior to joining to the registry. I'm relatively new to the industry. I mean ICANN industry, domain name businesses. So I needed time to fully turn into a new way of thinking during the initial work on the comments of the ICANN operational plan. But I think I will be able to achieve that, my fully contribution being prepared to jump in the process with 100% of my capabilities and understanding of the process. So I think our key contribution, first of all, I'm very happy to join the group, join the team, and think our key contribution should be to make an improvement in the planning process and planning structure of planning documents, their accuracy, simplicity, obviousness, and accountability.
Thanks a lot, Alexander.
That's all for the beginning.
Thank you. So we look forward to your contribution. Thanks a lot. And before I state my participation, I'd like to read the short statement that I received from Leslie Cowley, formerly from Nominate. She couldn't be with us today, but she sent apology and with a little text that she invited me to read regarding our contribution to this working group. I'm now reading the text from Leslie. I've been commenting on ICANN strategic and operating plans ever since they first produced them, which I think is about 10 years ago. I plan to contribute my skills and experience from my 15 years in leadership roles in a CCTLD and to draw upon my studies of strategy in my MBA and at Ashridge Business School. I hope to achieve better strategic and operating plans, which I think would be good for ICANN, CCTLDs and GTLDs, as well as all customers and stakeholders. So that was the statement that Leslie wrote to me. As far as I'm concerned, I've been following and participating in this working group since almost the beginning. I agree with Rolf and Peter that this working group has contributed quite a lot, but at the same time there is a sort of frustration because certain comments have been reiterated countless times, and seems that there is a sort of wall in the ears of some people to take some of these comments on board, or at least I believe that those people who are coordinating the process for producing the ICANN strategy and operating plan, they might have some sort of challenges internally to make sure that our input is adequately addressed. I've been chairing this working group since the London meeting as an interim chair, and that's one of the next points in the agenda. So about the appointment of a chairman. But I believe that this working group has contributed and has also been seen as a very respected working group at ICANN board level, which is quite important because I believe this the ICANN board looks at us and sees in this working group some sort of, as Mathieu said, of accountability mechanism for ICANN staff to, let's say, deliver on at strategy and operating plan level. That said, if there's no other feedback input from the working group members during this round table, I would like, before I move to the next point, to thank again Christina and Bart, who are here from the ICANN staff, because they've been incredibly valuable to help the work of this working group throughout the years. So thanks a lot. And I'm going to move to the next point, which is an introduction and a possible review of the working methods of the working group, especially for new members who join this group for the first meeting today. So far, what happened is that whenever there was an ICANN strategy plan or operating plan published, the working group has divided itself into sub-working groups, who are responsible for commenting on different sections of the strategy or operating plan or budget. And so there was a work coordinated by the chairman and Bart to make sure that all the areas were covered, and there were sub-working groups looking after producing the comments for each of the areas. And then there was a sort of final patchwork. In some cases was a master patchwork done by the chairman and Bart to make sure that by the deadline for the comments to the strategy or operating plan, there was a production document, a draft delivered to ICANN as a production of this CCNSO SOP working group. So far we managed always to deliver, so there was a comment submitted by the CCNSO SOP working group on time. In the past, there have been several sub-working groups. Recently, due to the sort of restriction in the membership, before there was the new call for membership, it was decided to reduce the number of sub-working groups to two sub-working groups. And let's say generally there is a with a new membership now, the possibility with new members to have again different sub-working groups, so not only two. But it's open for discussion how you see, especially the new members. I'd like to hear how do you see the structure of the work of this working group, how we can move forward for the future. And each sub-working group will be called to look at the section of the strategy or operating plan they are called for, for producing comments, but they are of course not stopped to look into also other areas of the strategy plan if they of course have valuable comments. And again, there's going to be a final work to assemble all the comments. I don't know if I forgot anything. I'm looking at Bart.
No, not really. Yeah, there's one. What is important to keep in mind, the subgroups were divided almost by the chapter of the operating plan or strategic plan. Until recently, there were four chapters or four focus areas. In future, there will be five. So if you would go forward down this path, it would mean that you would have smaller teams looking at each of these chapters. And one of the experiences, say, that the chairs and I have noted is that even within these small working groups, just one or two members did have a difference. And that was probably one of the concerns to make, to review the process again. And that's why you saw in the call for volunteers, at least, if you would apply, it also implied a commitment to spend at least 6 to 10 hours, say, during a quarter up to four, to be able to perform your role in one of those teams, in addition to what you just said.
Yeah, that's a good point in terms of, especially in terms of the time to be dedicated to the work. And again, it may vary depending on the level of details that you can find in the strategy or operating plan. The latest strategy and operating plans of ICANN have been, a bit more extended in terms of the content compared to those we have seen some years ago. So I'm opening the floor for discussion, and again I'm looking at the new members. If you like to keep the workflow organized like this, having sub-working groups, up to 5 sub-working groups if we want to stick to the 5 section of the operating and strategy plan.
Rudolf, say, as a former chair and running a couple of these rounds of comments, do you have any additional comments on the way that, say, because you and I more or less designed this way of working, that was at the Senegal meeting?
Well, the thing is, if I would have an idea of how to improve matters even further, I would have tried to implement it.
Yeah.
So I think it works the way we do it. It splits the work up. It gives a few more people the coordination than just the chair and yourself. So I think as long as we manage to split the work up in logical areas, and I think the best way to do that is to stick to the plan that we're actually commenting upon. And it seems that ICANN has now introduced a fairly stable way of building up their plans. I think that will continue to work. I don't have a better idea. I'm sure there is, but I just don't have it.
I think it's working quite well, and I'd rather be in a small team of 2 people looking at 1/5 of a document than being in a team of 10 people looking at the whole document, because that is not going to make the work any lighter. So I really like it because it's manageable. It's a chunk that you can get through in, 1 hour? You spend decent time on it. So I like it, and I would definitely support going forward like this.
Not sure if I record. Yes, I support this way of working as well. I think what is also extremely important for to facilitate work is starting from what was said the year before on the same topic or on the topic that was similar to it. I found that going back to the latest contributions is an excellent starter to check whether there's been progress, to check whether the inputs have been taken into account. And so if I had one suggestion to improve efficiency, it would be to kickstart the discussions on the various subgroups with, and here's the relevant material from last time, because it just facilitates the whole thing. Unfortunately, the strategic and budget plans do not change much year after year. The weaknesses remain sort of the same. And so, it's very consistent. And so that's, I think that's very useful to start with what was designed last time, and that would facilitate onboarding of new members.
Thank you, Matthew. I think that's a very good suggestion. So I'll keep it on the list and say as soon as we have new material coming up, then I will provide last year's or the last 2 years of submissions. One more question relating to the working groups, if say the group is going down this path. Until now, we've been working with appointed coordinators per group. So they were a little bit, they were set in a way. And again, there was a bit of the experience that some coordinators put in a little bit more effort than others. I don't know, I just for discussion, is we start with a group and we had stable groups. Would it be an idea to maintain these stable groups or do a kind of rotational, otherwise you're stuck with the same group and with the same coordinator? It doesn't take any effort as long as the chair can appoint everybody, and it's fairly easy.
Leonid, please.
So, Leonid Tarasov, I think it's a great idea to move people around because, you know, over time, you're, as Mathieu absolutely rightly suggested, you may get a little bit used to whatever material you go through time and again, and exploring some relatively new areas might... result in, let's say, in a fresh look at certain things. So I would definitely support it. Plus, it would, of course, broaden our expertise and, at the end of the day, add a certain value to the overall process. Plus, I would disagree with Mathieu. That's quite understandable. I would say that over time, ICANN's documents have increasingly become more sophisticated and more elaborated, and that's part of partly a result of our effort. So, for newcomers as well as for the veterans of the group, it might be also very beneficial to go through different aspects of newly published or newly posted documents.
Maybe with one caveat, if there is benign dictatorship, then we do a rotational system.
Okay, so let's take as an agreement that the working method stays the same, so it's going to be divided in sub-working groups, and the final product, the final draft, is going to be assembled by the chairman together with the help of Bart, so that we deliver the final product to ICANN on time, as we have done so far. So thanks again, and we'll make sure that there is the rotation, and we'll also make sure that the division of the membership into the sub-working group is done under democratic principle, so it's done by the chairman. And it's democracy. It's democracy.
Approved by Russia.
There is a proposal by the chairman, and of course, there is, you can always say no, and then you're going to be expelled by the group. Okay, so... We have, I guess, covered this point. And the next one is quite a complex one, is the nomination of the chair. And yes, please, I leave the floor to Bart as he is going through some, detail.
Yeah, the according to the charter, the SOP working group members nominate a chair. And as you know, Giovanni is the interim chair until this meeting. So at the end of this, or before Wednesday, I need a nomination, or the council needs a nomination, in order to appoint a formal chair for this working group. In order to facilitate the work of this working group, because there is a limited number of councillors, the SOP chair will always be invited to attend, say, relevant council calls, because that was, as Roelof noted and others, that was probably part of the strength of say, being of the SOP. You were very, Roelof was a councillor and chair of the SOP, and he was kept abreast of what's going on and the sense of the council and the sense of the SOP, so he could represent the interest of the SOP and of the council to the broader community. So in order to make it easier on you to nominate a candidate, that person who that is going to be will have access to the council calls, etc. as well. So, nominate by email or?
Let's nominate by email.
No, but let's nominate your
I don't see why Debbie just arrived with enormous delay. Huh? We have been here waiting for you for 45 minutes, but it's okay. We forgive you. I mean, really, up to the members, including those who are following remotely, to decide. Yes, Debbie, please.
I would like to nominate Giovanni. He did such a fine job this year, and I think we'll do a fine job leading forward.
I would like to support.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I'm flattered. I hope I will serve the community as my predecessors. Thank you.
Okay.
Right, now over to the next part, which is a quick introduction, because thanks Xavier, Susanna, and Carol for being for being with us today. As you may know, the CCNSO SOP working group, there was a call for new members recently, and we have new members in the working group. So I'd like to leave the floor to the new members to quickly, really quickly, just name and surname, and we have done it for us, but then if you like to do it for the ICANN staff who will be with us in the future, or I can do it. Okay, Dina, please, just name and surname and your affiliation.
Yeah. Surname is very easy to remember.
Yeah.
My name is the Dina Beer, I'm the CCTLD manager for Dodayel, as well as the managing director for the Israel Internet Association.
Stephen Dierhey, Dada.is American Samo, the manager for that TLD.
And Paul Schindler from Dada.au.
Thank you. We have a remote, Alexander.
My name is Alexander Popovic, CFO at Serbian.rs registry.
Thank you, Alexander. That done, we have now useful an opportunity to discuss with ICANN staff the feedback that they just provided and they just posted online. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe briefly introduce for the new members. Susanna, would you? Yeah.
Susanna Bennett, COO, and thank you for inviting us to this meeting and to welcome any input and questions. Look forward to that.
Xavier Calvez, CFO.
Yeah, it's a very nice one.
Thank you. Karen Presley, I work in finance under Xavier.
Thank you. So, we have been, as I said, lucky that recently ICANN has posted, I think less than 48 hours ago, the feedback to the comments, 8 comments received by different constituencies and members of the community on the ICANN operating plan 2016-2020. We have been, we have submitted our comment just before Christmas time. I think it was Christmas Eve that I sent the comment as a gift for ICANN. That was our gift to ICANN before Christmas. And we would like to hear. I managed when I found out, because I had this voice in my ear, so check. And in fact, I checked, and there was the feedback published on the ICANN site to our comments. And I've seen that there are some comments that have been taken on board, some others that ICANN has reiterated that you are still working on it, and I believe you have an update. So before getting into possible details, I like to leave the floor. I don't know who's presenting. Is you, Carol and Xavier? Okay, I leave the floor to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for letting us come and giving you some feedback against the 5-year operating plan. It is the first one we've ever done, and so it is a learning curve for us, too, on what needs to be in there, what the stakeholders and community stakeholders feel is important to put in that plan, and we really do appreciate all that the CCNSO has provided. I'm going to show you just an overview to start, and I would like to point out that in the document that has been posted, for every category we put a box with an answer to every single question and gave rationale, clarifications, and information on those. I have learned that people would really like me to put on the left-hand side who gave every comment, and it's not there on the document, so I will go back and refresh it and put it in with page numbers so that as you go forward, if you have specific feedback specific to a line, we will provide that. So I will go and do that very shortly. I think it's important to kind of step back just a moment and talk about ICANN's planning process as a whole. It is something that we have continued to develop and work on. This is because of some of the feedback the CCNSO has provided to us that, for example, the strategic plan, though it was specific in trying to get to a strategic direction, it did not give the who, what, when, where, how you might execute on that strategy. So the introduction of a 5-year operating plan with phasing per year allows for that, allows to also include key performance indicators, it allows for dependencies and detailed phasing. And as I said, it's the first of that. The second document, it is a lead-in to the 5-year operating plan, also allows us to look ahead and predict as to what should go in the annual operating plan and be more specific about the details and execution of that plan. I think it would be remiss, though, not to say the last piece of it is that we are continuing to build a better achievement and progress reporting system, like the quarterly stakeholder calls, like the dashboard development as we're going forward, and also for other reporting mechanisms like at the annual report and those things where we are putting more specific, detailed measurements in place. This is a high level. We're going to talk about the 5-year operating plan, the comments, and we're going to not probably today talk about the 16 operating plan and budget effort. Quick summary of kind of a synopsis of the 3 key components that were delivered in this. The first is, it's positive feedback. People do want to see the 5-year operating plan with its level of specificity, and more than anything, people gave us feedback they liked that the strategic plan looked very similar and was formatted very similar to the operating plan and the annual operating plan. So there is an easier communication between the 3 and how they correspond and tie together. The process also is linked, and so there is a good continuity and alignment between all of them. And lastly, that there needs to be a continual improvement as the process as we learn more and move forward. The second comment that was quite prominent in the thing is more work needed to be done to refine the KPIs. It is the first set of comprehensive goal level, and there's 20 of them in there to date. When it says more specificity and clarity, that's truly what the stakeholders and community are asking for, like targeted goals, better clarification of what we meant by an index. One of the comments, for example, Human Pride of the Working Groups provides feedback on that for many years. It is therefore very disappointing that some of the KPIs are still missing and or proposed KPIs still need to get significant work and revision regarding most of the goals. The answer is it's true. It is the first one we put out. It's an evolving, developing process. So the answer is we are trying to move forward, but to put a good goal level key performance indicator out there, you need to have data being collected in its processes. You need to have a clear understanding of what the percentage, the goal you're heading for, but without one in place, setting that benchmark as to what you can accomplish over what period of time, 5 years in this circumstance, is something that we're still developing. We will continue to refine them when we put them out. We will continue to them to be evolved. They are not fixed, which is another one of the comments that was brought up was, is it fixed in place? Like what we put in now, will we hold it for the full 5 years? No, we are going to evolve it as circumstances and as data and information is available. A classic example is if we called an index and we only have two or three parts of that index available, you will come back and say, we wish that that index was more complete than the one it is now. We will be adding to that. We will be putting more high level, but I think it's really important to reassure you that we have done more metrics and data throughout the whole process. You might have noticed that in the public comment analysis that was done, there was quite a lot of metrics and data put to explain why that change occurred. So I'm just reiterating that we're growing and building in this area, and that's the element here. The third one is the financial model understanding of the ICANN approach, the introduction of that. We did get a lot of good feedback that that's a very good new inclusion in our operating plan, and you'll hear more about it as we do in some of the assumption revenue. Very few changes. In fact, most of it was very positive about that inclusion. Quick synopsis. As you said, there were eight. The important here is it's broken down by the parts within the operating plan, so the planning and process part, the key performance indicators, the dependencies, the phasing, the financial model, and the other. It was a judgment made as to where it best fit into one of these categories, but you can genuinely see how they all fit, and in your case, there are many comments put and incorporated into this plan, and we thank you for that. I think it's also important, if you add all this up, there's 100 comments in the line items. It just shows that we're trying really hard to also be very detailed about responding back and try to be very specific about the questions that were asked. And it also takes quite a lot more time when you have 100 comments, and that's why it's taking a little bit more time to put forth and produce the results, which is some of the comments. People felt that if we submitted them in, I'll call it in December, why did it take us through January to put them in? For each one of the columns, I'm going to give you a highlight as to what that comment is and a little bit about some of the information shared. The first is, what is the process for updating the 5-year annual operating plan is one of the comments. It is an annual operating plan update that's going to occur, and these 5 steps will be repeated annually in the same time frame that we did this one. In other words, we are doing it prior to the launching of the FY16 operating plan, if you were looking at the timing. Next one, this has to do with the KPI comments. Many of the KPIs were written very oriented to a particular goal, but there was a couple of missing components like stakeholder feedback in them and those. And I'm not going to go through every one of these because you have an opportunity to look at this, but that is one of the pieces that was very important. And I will quote because I think it's important to share. I'm just sorry, I have the spreadsheet of each one of your comments and I wanted to tie them together. Yes, thank you. Some of these, and we will go through this, specific questions and clarifications all can be found in the report, but specifically, will they get updated, which is a lot of the questions, in the five-year operating plan? We are in the process of doing that. There is a red line and a clean version out being posted. It will be updated again before it is presented to the board, which is a lot of people have asked. Dependencies. Some of the reporting has been revised to be specific to that dependencies, and also the one that ties with dependency for 2.3, which had to do with adjusting the community, engaging with the community as something that they felt needed to be on all of them, not just on one specific KPI. And it's just acknowledged that we heard you and we will change that. We will put that into the plan. Phasing. One of the comments that's come quite up is the elimination of the SO and AC process. There was a concern about that. Xavier will deal very much with that. This says that we wouldn't eliminate that until we have a full planning process that encapsulates that SO and AC request. Right now it is considered independent of and it's going to be folded into the whole process. This is a really important one. In many of your comments there was things about the strategic plan. Could we revise it? Is there a duplication of wording? Could we change it? The answer is no, we're not going to change the strategic plan. The time that the strategic plan would have changed would have been in that 18-month window before it was presented to the board. We are planning that we will maintain the existing strategic plan unless something critical or significant occurs. Otherwise, the document is somewhat frozen until that occurs. So the earliest it would be updated is in FY19. Okay. Financial model, do you want to just jump in at this point, Xavier, because you had a few points you wanted to make here.
Thank you, Carol. As Carol indicated earlier, the fact that there's going to be a financial model as part of the five-year plan is welcome. For you guys, it's, I think, a given. The comment that's number two here is, I think, one of yours, relative to the difficulty to assess whether the activities that are in the plan are affordable or unacceptable increases or decreases of resources. So I'm going to put it differently. The plan has activities. What we do not have in that overall five-year operating plan is a clear link between how the activities translate in terms of resources and how those resource requirements aggregate in terms of the financial model. So that link currently is not transparent, is not existing, and what we look at is an overall set of envelopes of revenues and expenses, but the expenses are not the result of a consolidation of all the resource requirements for the activities that are in the plan. And that's obviously a direction that we want to go to. It will take a lot more planning capabilities in the organization, tracking tools and processes for in order to associate every step of the five-year operating plan for every project and portfolio with a resource requirement and aggregate those at the company level. This is a logical path and objective. It will take us maturity to get to that point, and I think then there will be a much more transparent visibility. So what we are doing currently for the budget process, where we have the breakdown by portfolio of the amounts that make up the total budget and broken down by personnel and so on, replicating basically that model for the 5 years of the operating plan is ideally what we would like to get to, and we're not there yet. There was a question on clarifying the new GTLD expenses as well. That's relatively straightforward. And there were some questions and requests on clarification. I think overall, people like the fact that it's going to be there, that clarity and level of detail behind the total model is something that we're going to need to progressively over the next 2 years fill in.
Thank you, Xavier. The other comments, and there were a lot in the other comments, they were everything from typos to requests for more information to the strategic plan changes. All of those we've identified, and we are telling you we will correct the minor ones. We will show you the explanation of the others. And lastly, we are not going to change the strategic plan at this time. What does it take to finish this effort? The timeline to complete this is we are want to give it to the board at the end of March, so they will probably review and approve it in April. These are the three steps that we're going to continue. We're going to take all the feedback and consultations here in Singapore and any other formats, and then we will update the document one more time and present it to the board. This is the timeline which I've just shared. The next piece is this. I've talked a little about this. Is a little bit bigger image of what that process, the annual update process for the five-year operating plan. And then I'm going to go on to that was just kind of the five-year operating plan quick synopsis for you. If I add in the column on the left, then you can look comment for comment, I think. And since we did answer each one of these, it allows. I would say that in some cases, the key thing here is that key performance indicator, continual improvement, we've heard it will be evolving is probably the biggest answer I can say at this point. Any questions?
Any question from the floor? I have a question. Shall I start? We have been, we have said that in the comments we have submitted that there was a disappointment of the group because of this, again, lack of the quantity, let's say, of the KPIs we would like to see in an operating plan. I believe, as we have spoken about this previously, I believe that you are collecting everything from the different departments and the different units. And I do believe that you are passing on the message that the community would like to see more KPIs included in the operating plan. I'd like to understand if the staff is responding well to this question from you to make sure that there are more KPIs associated to their actions, to the plans of each department, or if, it's a message that is still not so crystal clear at staff level.
Go ahead, Susanna.
Thank you for the comment and question. You might have seen, I think it was the last, one of the presentations we did on the dashboard effort that we've been focusing on as a team. And we had a pyramid slide that we did. The dashboard, we had three sets of audience. The bottom one is more the staff, what the KPIs and dashboard we need to function day-to-day, manage day-to-day. And then the middle part of the pyramid is management, global leaders. So the dashboard, the KPI, will be at a higher level, more summarized level for certain decision-making, highlight alerts and whatnot. And then the top of the audience pyramid is really to present the dashboards and KPIs to the community and the board. As we finishing this five-year operating plan, we looked at what is the best way to present, to finalize the dashboard to present to the board and the community. And we assessed the best ways to look at what are the goal level KPIs, then drive the dashboard presentation for fulfilling the KPIs at that level. Instead of drill down to the day-to-day. As of today, the whole organization has about 120 KPI dashboards for the very bottom layer of the audience, really internal focused. And some of that, of course, probably we use for mid-level, but very few will fit the top level. Okay. And the team right now, the cross-functional team, we have a cross-functional operating management working group that we're working on make sure that the KPIs for this operating plan goal level would be the right ones. And the comments from the community that really helped us. So we're working on that right now to look at what we have today, the KPIs and dashboard we have internally, and how we can match that to the top of the pyramid audience requirement. And the timeline is that we will review that internally with the global leaders beginning of March, and then present to the board in March, late March, and then agree with the agreed set of KPIs at the goal level, match the operating plan. Then we will make sure that we come together and have the presentation ready for the community and the board by Bernie Cyrus. And that's our time. Hope that this helps.
Thank you, Susanna. So it is likely that the quantity, let's say, of KPIs that we have seen in the draft operating plan 16-20 is going to be, you know, in the final, let's say, draft is going to be higher, because I understand that the final draft is expected to be approved by the board by the end of April. So there's still some time for you to further refine and include more KPIs. Am I understand?
Instead of quantity, is more the quality of the KPIs, because it should be at the top of the pyramid for the top of the pyramid audience. It should be more summarized. Could be a heat map, could be a traffic light, could be certain charts that really present the strategic level of what we are doing. So that's what we are looking at. Instead of number, the quantity, we really want to look at the quality of the presentation, the dashboard.
KPIs. Yeah, I think it's also a matter to introduce KPIs. So I was referring to that when I said quantity, because there are some of the some elements in the operating plan that are completely missing KPIs. So before looking into the quality of that KPI, should be a KPI introduced.
Right, and appreciate all the comments that the team provided.
Mathieu.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you for the presentations. Chipping in into this conversation about quality and quantity of KPIs, there are two things we're looking forward to. One is ensuring that any action that ICANN undertakes has predefined results and against which it's assessed, whether it was a success or not. And that's quantity. That's what Giovanni was saying. And then there's focus. Focus is a long-standing comment of our group that ICANN needs to focus its efforts and show in the strategic plans and in the operating plans where it is allocate, which priorities it is aiming at in terms of improving performance, in terms of creating new things, and ensuring that focusing the efforts ensures delivery on time, on budget, and on quality. And so I fully relate to what you were saying about the top of the pyramid and having a short number of goals. I think the relationship between the two is any activity should have KPIs, shouldn't be negotiable within ICANN, and there are strategic KPIs that should be monitored at board level. And we would welcome a discussion on about these in the strategic plans, in this group. And rather than, I mean, we would love to spend less time in the process, discussing how the process is going, and more time into what's the choice of KPIs that are on top of the pyramid, why they're here, and how they're going to change in the next 1, 2, 3 years, because I think that's the core of the discussion about strategy, right? It's the priority.
Very good, thank you.
Thank you, Mathieu. Any other comment? Then we move to the second part of the presentation. Thank you, Carol and Xavier. Who's going to be in charge of it? Xavier, thank you.
Sorry, I'm finishing my notes on what.
Okay, you need a third hand.
Yes. Thank you. I was going to take a few minutes to do advertising for the Q2 stakeholder presentation that we've done. I thought it would be useful for notably this group to have a quick view of that quarterly now presentation that we have been doing for the second time. That it was on the 29th of January. It was covering the period of October to December, which is our second quarter of the fiscal year of ICANN. That starts on July 1st. This first call was in November 20th, on the, of course, the previous 3 months. We intend, of course, to continue doing that on an ongoing basis. The information in it is quite comprehensive. I don't know how many of you, if any, have had the chance to either attend or after the fact look at the presentation and listen to the recording of this quarterly call. But it's covering the entire organization. It has a lot of information on the status of what's been accomplished, and we do intend to use it as a tool for communication and ongoing updates of the stakeholders and anyone interested, of course, and maybe leveraging from that perspective this document and call to free up time for doing other things than updates, notably at ICANN meetings, for example. Plus, of course, the advantage of this call is that it's available to a wider audience than simply the attendees to an ICANN meeting as well. There's a certain amount of press representatives that have attended those calls over the past two instances. I've only here extracted three slides out of the overall 40 and something slide presentation, and of course, selfishly, I've extracted those from the financial section. Next slide, please. Thank you. So the entire deck that is presented is structured as is in front of you. Fadi has a president's overview for about 10 minutes. Then David provided an update on the policy development following Fadi for 10 minutes. Sally has provided the management update on the rest of the organization for about 15 minutes. And Sally, so this management update is presented at each call by a different global leader. Last time it was Akram. This time it was Sally, but both of them presented the same scope of updates on the organization. And then the financial update that I have been doing, and then we've had Q&A session after. The next slides are simply going over there are three slides going over a fraction of the financial update. This slide here is, and I don't know that everyone can see it very well, it's simply providing a very high-level overview of our revenues, the dollar value indicated revenues for the first 6 months of the year. So they're cumulative. They're not just quarterly numbers. They're cumulative numbers for the first 6 months of the year. And this simply is a very straightforward two-dimensional diagram with the registries-driven revenues, the registrars-driven revenues, and indicating here that on the right, the revenues, a fraction of our revenues is driven by the number of contracted parties that ICANN interacts with, which represents approximately 25% of our revenues. And on the left here, we have the revenues that's driven by the number of domain names registrations, which is, but differently, the variable fees that ICANN collects on the basis of the number of transactions or equivalent to registrations, and which represents approximately 75% of our revenues. I don't mean to exclude the 3% remaining here, because there's those 3% in which the contributions from the CCs as well as other sponsorships appear. Any question on this? Rolf.
No. This is Rolf Meyer. Xavier, are you going to give us a reflection towards the budget?
Next slide, please.
Okay.
So the four components in each of the
four boxes that you had on the previous slides are here in bars. The red vertical bar is indicating where the budget was in. I'll go quickly one by one. The registry transaction fees, so the fees driven by the number of transactions, variable, is slightly higher than budget at the end of December by 1 million, simply because the volume is higher, right? Our price is fixed, so that's the only driver. We are not breaking it down here, but as you may anticipate, it's driven mainly by the legacy TLDs, the new TLDs that are lower in number, and we'll talk about it here, have a smaller amount of transactions than budgeted for, not by a large extent because the number of transactions at this time of the year was not very large anyway, and it's not, the impact is 100K in that variance, so it's very minimal. After the first 6 months of the year, it would be a bit higher otherwise. The registry fixed fee this time, which is simply the $25,000 that each TLD in the route pays to ICANN, is below budget by a million, so 5 million versus 6, simply driven by the slower ramp-up of the number of TLDs into the route. Right? We are at the end of the quarter, we were at 481 versus a budgeted number for that at the end of December for 678. So there's a gap. And of course, that gap, if it would continue, would drive a shortfall of revenue for that piece by the end of the year, which we are expecting to happen, of course. The registrar fees include in this bar both the variable and the fixed. The fixed are the application fees for our new registrars or the accreditation fees of existing registrars. There's been, some of you have seen that, there's been applications for a new registrar accreditation in the course of November and December, fairly significant, about 450 new registrars have applied and driven the main part of that favorable variance. And some of your contributions timing for the CCs as well as a couple others drive a temporary timing variance for the other income, honestly, at this stage. So this drives a net variance versus budget, which leads to having at the end of the first 6 months of the year revenue slightly above budget by 2 million, some of which being timing, some of which being more permanent. Any questions on revenue? Next slide, expenses. This provides an overview of both operating and capital expenses. A budget of 101 million for operating expenses for the full fiscal year, of which 46 was expected by the end of December. We're at 45, right below. There was one more slide, more detailed in the stakeholder presentation, which I didn't pull in here. And if you want, we go over it, we can. Capital expenditures are 3 million versus the 4 planned in the budget. The initiative-specific costs, in this case, the USG transition costs are, this slide, actually, the rounding is not helpful. It's actually 1.5 million versus a budget estimated at this point of time that was 3 million. For a full year budget of USG expenses, USG transition expenses that was estimated at 7 million. The 7 million, as we have already discussed, I'll do a gesture that I like. There was a lot of, finger in the air at the time because it was extremely difficult to actually predict what would be the activities that would contribute to that project at the time we finalized the budget. So there was a lot of placeholders in there. What also transpires from looking at those numbers is that the activities of the groups, the cross-community working group and some of you participate too, have been slower in ramping up their activity than we had assumed there would be when finalizing the budget. It is expected that the rate of spend will increase from now on, that now that the substantive work has ramped up to more significantly. Well, if Mathieu would have looked at his section of the budget for the public comment 6 months ago, he would know that there is $7 million of budget for the USG transition.
I wasn't planning to be co-chair.
So blame him. Now, honestly, of course, after having spent about $1.5 million at the end of the first 6 months of the year, are we going to spend the $5.4 million remaining in the full-year budget? I doubt it, but it's, This is not an invitation. This is not an invitation to spend more. And of course, it's driven by the activities will be driven by the group. So we will monitor that. But just thinking about run rate, it's just difficult to for the next 6 months to go through 5.4 million. Hopefully, that will not happen. Sorry. Yes, I will monitor it very closely as well. Yeah. That's it. That's the only slides that I had extracted from the presentation. There's in the presentation, there's also two or three slides on the new GTLD programs, financials, as well as the funds under management. If there's any interest, I'm very happy to bring them up, but we're at the end of the time allotted, so I didn't want to spend too much time on this. If you would like the link in your emails, the link to the presentation, it's very easy to do as well. Yes. It's on our website, right? So if you go on the website, you do a search on quarterly stakeholder call, you'll get it right away. But I'll send it as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Xavier. Any comment on the presentation just made? Mathieu, it's about the 7 million?
No, it's not. I would be conflicted. I think this is a very useful way of doing things and showing progress, and I hope we have similar structure in the further budgets, including year-by-year trends on those metrics, because I think that would be extremely useful. And I'd like to make sure my understanding of what you've presented, Xavier, is correct. My understanding is the budget has been, reviewed before board approval with significantly less revenues and so on. And what I read here is that revenue is slightly over this reviewed budget, so in good shape, and costs are under control, and so you should be achieving that budget is your expectation now.
It was wishful thinking, or it was a question?
No, my question is that the current... correct that this is the situation at Q2, that it's under control and there will be no need, there is no intention to further review the budget with lower revenue or further cost cutting or something.
So part of the intent in sharing the various parts of the revenue, the four parts that we showed, if we can go back to that slide, please, was to also give an understanding and be transparent about what the drivers of the revenue are at the end of the half, because if you look only at the total, we're ahead, everything's fine, no problem. And this is where everyone would want to be, right? Slightly above on revenue, slightly below on expenses, and we're in the best place we can be. The drivers here do indicate that there are some favorable variances as well as unfavorable variances. The one thing that we know is that the registry fixed fee number that's currently under will continue to be under and to an increasing extent by the end of the year. So this specific part of the revenue will drive a shortfall of that part. How this shortfall will be offset, or more than offset, by the other favorable variances on the other parts of the revenue is something that we will monitor very closely throughout the year. But as you can see, and this is part of the reason why I presented the first slide, they're driven by registration numbers. Difficult to predict, even though right now the trend is relatively favorable, is slightly above budget, which is why we have favorable variances. If that trend continues, we should land thereabout at the budget in terms of revenue. If there would be a dip in that, then the shortfall that we see on the fixed fees may emerge more prevalently and therefore make us be short. But at this stage, we believe it's attainable. And because we are a bit under in expenses, which we want to continue to try to be slightly under, then we're in a good place so far.
Thank you. Thank you, Xavier. And again, thanks for the presentation. I agree that it's really a sort of transparency, let's say, towards all the ICANN community, all the stakeholders to have this kind of updates. And so thanks again. It helps us a lot also in our work of providing further input in the future. If we can briefly touch on the next phase, which is the fiscal year 16 budget, and so that we have a sort of a premiere of how we can contribute to that.
So I'm going to put Roloff on the spot. So we are right now, this is the calendar, it's very busy, but it gets clearer when you get closer. And I'll do that. So there's a purple column here at the top, well, sorry, a vertical column that's purple at the top here. This is ICANN 52. I don't know why it's not showing up, but that's what normally it says. So we are here. At this stage, we have planned and organized, and with Roloff's help as well as others in the community, we've planned for an interaction during Singapore with a number of interested community members. We have organized a working group that meets on Monday, tomorrow, at 6:30 to 10:30, 4 hours. To go through the main assumptions that are underlying to the development of the budget, looking at the assumptions in revenue. If you remember, those of you who participated, when we looked at the budget last year, we had a certain set of assumptions that were driving the revenue, which were letting us have substantive discussions on level of transactions, volumes, and so on. So doing the same exercise, but now up front, so that we can collect, you know, exchange with community members on what do they think, is it too aggressive, is it too small, is it too high. So the revenue is one subject that will be touched on. The overall level of expenses for the organization, what trend are we looking at before the full development of the budget. We'll talk also about the initiatives that we expect impacting the year FY16. We'll also look at the next steps, so this calendar, a little bit more detail, what input, when, what interaction between the staff and the board, and what iterative process of community input and community feedback is embedded into the plan. Obviously, this calendar has not changed since the last time we communicated it, which was early December. End of November last year. And the last subject that we will go over is the format of the information that we provide in the public comment, in the document that's submitted to public comment, on the basis of what we've provided in the past, using the working group members' input on can it be different, what would be useful to have more or less differently put, so that we can take that into account as much as technically possible for the development of the budget process. So those four main subjects will be reviewed, revenue, assumptions, expense envelopes, initiatives, and calendar plus format of the budget process. This is tomorrow on Monday night. I was going to put Roloff on the spot because he said he would participate, but then he can't anymore. So I was recruiting at the same time. I have a spot available. And the newly elected chair is most welcome.
I think that's part of his duties.
And by the way, if there would be more than one person interested to participate, we would be very happy to add a boxed dinner. And there will be wine as well, Mathieu. Yeah, we're expecting the... No, so joke aside, if there would be anyone who wants to spend the time, it would be very welcome. This group, notably the input of you guys as CEO or general managers of your operations would be extremely useful in that exercise. So that's why I wanted to put Roloff on the spot, because I was disappointed to see your declining.
I know.
I understand. Yeah, no, I know. We're not making it easy on everyone, but Roloff is my witness that we discussed a lot with the few community members who participated to the calls that we had to design this working group, that it was not easy to find a time that works for everyone, of course, outside of the ICANN meeting. When is it the Thursday morning, or inside of the ICANN meeting, is it the Thursday morning, the Monday afternoon? Whatever. So we came to the conclusion that the best compromise was after 6, basically, any day, and do a strong session with everyone during that time frame. If we can finish earlier, we'll try to finish earlier, but we didn't find any other workable solution. And certainly we felt that trying to create another meeting somewhere else at a different time was logistically impossible and not welcome.
So, thanks a lot, Xavier. And it's an open invitation. I don't know if Carola would like to add anything, please.
I would. We're going to meet with the CCNSO, the whole group. Is there anything in particular that you would like us to mention, discuss, talk about from our perspective, we'd like to know?
Yes, it's on Tuesday afternoon, I think around 4. Just make sure we...
Sure. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Suzanne?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other business?
Yes, I have one other business.
Please.
Giovanni, I think I have lost the email where you announced where you're paying us all drinks for becoming chair.
Did I miss that? Did I send that email first of all? It's not obvious. No, it's for granted. It's not. It's more than obvious. It's really for sure. Whenever you like. I would suggest that tomorrow, before we all participate in this 6:30 meeting with Xavier, we can have a drink before that meeting. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, now we're at this, I seem to have missed the invitation for my farewell party.
We can do that at the same time.
Okay, we do a big party that will be all-inclusive of any kind of celebration. The welcome, including the welcome party for new members. So thanks, everybody. Thanks also to those who have participated remotely. Thank you, Alexander.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day in Singapore.
You can join us the next one of the next meetings in person. So
yeah, I hope it will be in Buenos Aires.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.